We're learning Mesechtas Brachas, Daf Hey Amin Aleph, and we're starting the bottom of Daf Talad Amin Beis, Mesechtas Brachas. Omer Amshu Malaydi, Af Bishakara Odom Kriyashma Beis HaKnesses, even though someone said the very Kriyashma by Mayriv, still, Mitzvah Lekroisoy Al Mitasoy, he still has to say Shema again before he goes to sleep, Kriyashma Al Amita. Omer Abyeisi, Mikro, what's the right from the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Rigzu val techtu imru b'levavchem al meshkavchem v'doy mezela. And we're teaching the Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk like this. Imru b'levavchem, say Shema, which in Shema it says, al meshkavchem, on your bed. V'doy mezela, then go straight to sleep. So you see, right before you go to sleep, he says, say Shema, even though you said it already. You should say Shema again right before you go to sleep. Omer Rav Nachman, im Talmud Chachamu, ein tzarech. If he's Talmud Chacham, then you don't need to say Shema before you go to sleep. What's the reason? So Rashi is masked, but the reason is, since Rashi is rogav mishnasi lachas al-gasasi tamid daya b'kach, because he goes to sleep while he's learning anyway. So one of the reasons to say Kriya Shema before you go to sleep is to go to sleep mitayich divrei Torah. So here, since he anyway chazes is learning all the time, so therefore he does not have to say Kriya Shema al-amita. So mashma, if he doesn't learn right before he goes to sleep, even if it's Talmud Chacham, they would have to say Shema. This is a Talmud Chacham who always learns, even right before he goes to sleep. Oma Abaya, Av Talmud Chacham, Aboyle Lameim Rechad Psuka de Rachami. Even a Talmud Chacham has to say one Pasuk of Rachami. Gagoyim V'yodacha Afkid Ruchi, Badisi Oisi Hashem Kael Emes. He has to say one Pasuk of Rachami, and this is from the Psuka of Avihinoyim, and there he says, I think it is, from where? From Adonai Olam. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. And this is a pasuk that in Lamed Aleph, and this is a pasuk that will protect him. So you see from here that Kriya Shema Al-Amita has two dinim. First of all, one din of Kriya Shema Al-Amita is to learn Torah for go to sleep, and the other thing is for protection from the mazikim. So Abaye holds that the Torah is not enough for that. You also need a pasuk for that. You also need a tefillah for that. And so he has both mindless, but which one pasuk takes care of the protection? Even though, let's say the Yetzirah is not bothering you, so you say, okay, you know, no problem. No, he says you should dafka be margiz the Yetzirah toiv al Yetzirah. You should dafka shtoch the Yetzirah by doing mitzvahs and saying, look, here it is, the Yetzirah. Shnema, it says the pasuk rigzuv al techtu. It says rigzuv al techtu. If you rates on the Yetzahara, Rigzu, then Val Techtu, then you won't be Chayte. It's im Nitzchu Mutav. Vim Lavs, that works good. Vim Lav, Yasek Vatayra. You should be Oisek Vatayra. Could a Pasuk says further, Shinema, Imru B'Lavavchem. And the Tzlach says, Imru B'Lavavchem means Tayra, because the Rambam says that a person should fill his heart with Tayra, and therefore his heart won't be empty for other things, for Dvaram B'Taylim, and things that are worse than that. So that's what Vavchem is a remez to Torah. Im Nitzchu, that works mutav. Im Lav, Yikra Kriya Shema. He should say Shema, Shnema al Meshkavchem, which is a reference to Kriya Shema. Im Nitzchu, mutav. Im Lav, Yitzchul Yom HaMisa. He should remember Yom HaMisa, and that will get him to not do Averis. Shnema, V'doimu Sela. And Doimu is sleeping, and the biggest sleeping it could be is death, like Rashi speaks out. And Mefarshim already speak out, maybe in Yaakov already speaks out, that why don't we just right away think about Yom Misa? That's the best thing. That works every time. So he says, because we don't want them to be so depressed, and therefore we give them other ideas before Yom Misa. That's like the last resort. You think it's like, you know, a 20th century thing, 21st century, to always be happy? See, it's ready then. Doim Musalim, Gemara says already. The last thing is Doim Musalim. Yeah. Aram Levi Acham Aram Shem Malakish. May Dechsev VeEtim Alcha. It says in the pasuk that VeYema Hashem El Moshe Alai Alai Ahara VeYesham. Come up the mountain VeYesham VeEtim Alcha Es Luches Haeven VeHaTorah VeHaMitzvah Shekzafti LaHareisam. Now, what do these things mean? Zok the Gemara Luches Elo Saras Dibris. That's the Saras Dibris. Torah is a mikra. That's Chumash Mishkum Torah. VeHaMitzvah Zu Mishnah. That's Mishnayis. Asher kasafti el raviyim v'ksuvim, that's nach. Lohiroisam zet Talmud, which is Gemara. Malame chakulub nostu l'moyisham v'sinai. See, everything was given l'moyisham v'sinai. And the question is, if you look at the order was Aseres Adibris, Chamish Chimshu Taira, Mishnayis, nach, then Gemara. Nach comes before Mishnayis. That's what you would think. Nach comes before Mishnayis. So the Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, and Pnei Yeshua says, no, that Mishnayis was given even before Nach, and it brings a Rav Gemara in Erevin that says when Moshe taught over the Torah, he said, Elu Zeh Seida HaMishnah, it says, he first told Aaron, then he told Zekanin, then he told Klai Yisrael. So you see from there that Mishnayis was around before Nach, a big chiddush from Pnei Yeshua. What?
Everything was given to Moshe,
but Moshe, everything was given to Moshe. Moshe didn't give it over to Klai Yisrael. But still, an order usually would be an order given. You could say a different terrorist that in Sinai it was given in this order. I mean, it was given we had it in that order. Yeah, you say. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Kol Kar Kriya Shema Al Mitasa. Anyone who says Shema Al Mitasa, Ki Ilu Oiches Cherev Shoshtem Piyos Piyodai. It's like he's holding a sword with a sharp sword on both sides to knock off the mazikim. I saw one in the Svarim that the reason is, I mean, it came from Sifra Kabbalah, that you get the mazika from the right side and mazika from the left side, because it's both sides, it's sharp on both sides. But that's what it's like. You're holding a cherub of two pieces. Shnema, Romus Kelvigroinon, which means the praise of Hashem is in my voice. The cherub pierce v'yodam. And in your hand, you have a cherub with a pierce, with two pierce. My mashma. On mazuch, v'tem ravashim, how do you know, so my mashma is, how do you know this pasuk is talking about Kriya Shema Lamita? It says you have a cherub pierced by other. Hey, no, talking about Kriya Shema Lamita. On my zot of Tamer Ravashi, my raising the honor. The chsiv yalzu chasidim chavad. You run and nu a mishkava yisam. They'll sing on the mishkava on the bed. The chsiv asrei remes kel grenim cherub pierced by other. So you see that this idea, the cherub pierced by other, is a idea remes kel grenim. They say in the pesukim Kriya Shema Lamita, and then b'shas going to sleep, will kill the mazikim with the cherub pierced by other. Anyone who says Kshirish Malam Mitasai, the Mazikim keep away from him. Shenemar Ubenei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. Ve'ein Uf Ela Taira. It said Bnei Reshef, we'll see in a second, is the Mazikim. And Yagbiu Uf. Uf will get them away. And what's Uf? Ein Uf Ela Taira. Shenemar Hissif Einecha Boi Ve'inenu. If someone, Taira, picks up his eyes, if he sees that Taira for a second, Ve'inenu is gone. You always have to chaz at the Taira. Ain Rasha fellow Mazikim and Rashav is Mazikim, Shinema Mize Ra'av is Pasik and Hazinu, Mize Rav, Luchumi Rashav, the Ketav Mariri, and Luchumi Rashav means the Machamas of the Rashav, which is Mazikim. So you see Rashav means Mazikim. It says, how do you get rid of Mazikim? With Uf is Tyra, which is Kriyashma. Aramash Malakish. Call Isaac with Tyra Yasurum Delamenu. Anyone learns Tyra or Yasurum, he doesn't have to get Yasurum. Shinema Vnei Rashav Yagiu Uf. Ain't Uf Ella Tyra, Shinem Hisavainaka by Venen, like we said, that Tyra means Uf is Tyra, because it says in the pasuk that if you see a glass of Tyra, you lose it. Vein Reshef El Yisurim. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Mizei Rav, Luchumi Reshef, and Ketav Mariri. So Reshef could be going on afterwards, which is Ketav Mariri, which is Amazikim, or it's going back in the word Ra'av, which is Yisurim. So now we're dashing that Reshef has Shaykhus to Yisurim. And he's saying that anyone learns Tyra, Yisurim B'deilim Menu. Only Rabbi Yechanan, you don't need this pasuk of Ubenei Reshev Yir Uf, which is a pasuk of Iev. Rabbi Yechanan says everyone knows it. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Only Rabbi Yechanan, Hafil to Neikos Shavais Rabbam Yoidin Oisai, that if you learn Torah, you don't get Yisurim. Which pasuk is it? Shneimar VaYoymar Im Shemaya Tishma LaKoil Hashem LaKecha VaYosh Meirav Tasa. If you listen to Hashem and you do the right thing, VaZantlo Mitzvayis VaShmarta Kachuk, if you do all the mitzvahs. Call a makla, shesamti b'mitzrayim lo'osu melecha, keni Hashem reifecha. Any makla that you saw in Mitzrayim will not be put on you, because I am your reife, I'm your doctor. So you see clearly in the pasuk already that someone keeps all the mitzvahs, he will not get yisurim. So you don't need a pasuk in Iyah for that. Ella, you make a drash like this. He's saying, make Ella, ey mahachi, kol mi she'efsher lo'lasik v'tayim v'ene oisik, anyone who has a possibility to be Isaac and Tyra, and he's not Isaac, because Baruch Hu may be love Yisurim. Then you get Yisurim. Mecho'arim. Ba'oichim Isaac. You get Yisurim that make the person dirty. Shenemar, Nelamti demia echshesi, if you're quiet from Tyra, echshesi metoy, if you're quiet from Tyra, then ke'eve necher, you'll get ke'eve, which are pains which darken you. Ve'ein toy ve'lo Tyra. It says echshesi metoy, it's quiet from Tyra. What's toy? Ve'ein toy ve'lo Tyra. Shenemar, Hashem tells Klai Yisrael, I gave you a very good buy, the Torah, don't leave it. So he says that's the drasha. There's no drasha. Drasha, don't use the tell me drasha about Torah. It keeps away from Yisurim. That you know, you have a pasuk in Iyah, but you don't need that pasuk. You have a pasuk in the Torah for that. But I'll tell you something that maybe you didn't know, that someone who could learn Torah, has learned Torah, gets Yisurim that make him, that darken him. Now once you brought the pasuk, you lekach tayv, we'll dash in that pasuk. Omer Rav Zeir, v'tem Rav Chanina, v'apapa, bo reish lo k'midas v'akar yisbaruch hu, midas basav adam. Akar yisbaruch hu is not like a person. Midas basav adam, a person who has to sell something, he likes it very much, but he doesn't have any money, he has to sell it. So moich chayv is chavei, right? Moich atzav, the moich is upset. He's disappointed he has to sell his big, huge mansion. V'lekeach sameach, and lekeach is happy. Avakar Shbaruch, when he gives you this present, he sells you this thing, Enekein, Noslam Tarli Yisrael, V'simech, is happy. Shenemar, Kilekat Arasat Lechem Teras Yal Tazoy, when now is he happy, he's being mechazik, the person who buys it, says, be careful with it, that's a gevaldig mekach. So he's different than a boss of Adam. Omer Rav Avitem Rav Chista, Im Raya Adam Shesurim Ba'an Olav, if someone sees that he got Yisurim, what should he do? Let him look through his ma'asim to see if there's anything he could fix. They ain't doing any averus. Shenema nachbasa derecheinu v'nachkayra v'neshuva ad Hashem. Says, look at your ma'asim and do tshuva. Let's say pishvish le'matza. He checked all his ma'asim. He has no averus. Yitla bitul tayra. He should be toila in bitul tayra. Must be the shurim come bitul tayra. Shenema ashri agav hashati yashrenu ka umutarascha tlamedenu. And it sounds like that he gets yisurim if he doesn't learn. So the obvious question is that we just said he checked all his mice and he had no Avera. So he said, no Avera, check Bitl Torah. Bitl Torah is not Avera. So they're afraid to go in. He says, Tamuha, he says, Bitl Torah is Avera. What do you mean, check all his Averas? Zokta Vilna Goyen, Gavaldi Gipshat. He says, if he didn't find any Averas, that means because he didn't learn enough. He doesn't know what Avera is. So then, tell a Bitl Torah because he didn't learn. That's the pshat. Like, Loya Amar Eretz Chassid. He brings a different thing, I forgot which one he brings, a different memra. But that's the problem. He doesn't know if he did Avera. If he didn't learn, he didn't have Avera. He said, totally for the Torah, totally. He didn't learn enough to know if he did Avera. This is stated in Vilna Goyen, in Sefer Chedusha Agroz, or Imre Noyim, whatever one you look at. Le'matza yitl with the Torah. Shinema, Asher Geva, 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 It must be Yisurim of Ahava. And you find the pasuk's idea. Someone Hashem loves, that's who he gives tzaras to. And like Rashi explains, because he'll have more schar and olam haba, even more than his chusim. So that's why, and it's worth it, and to have Yisurim olam hazeh, even though it's very hard, in order to get extra chusim in olam haba. So people Hashem loves get extra Yisurim. Anyone that Kadosh Baruch Hu likes, medaka b'yisurim, he purifies him through yisurim. Shenema Hashem chafetz, dakhay hecheli. Hashem likes, he'll purify him. Yochafilay kibla mahava. Maybe even if he's not makabel yisurim mahava, tamalaymer. The pasuk says, right in the same pasuk, it says Hashem chafetz dakhay. So it says, and we compare it to Osham. Not Osham Ladas. You have to bring Osham Ladas, the carbon, you have to bring Ladas. Af Yisurim Ladas. The Yisurim Osham, in order to work, that it should purify him, he has to makabel it bahava. Vim kiblei maschoroi, yire zera yarech yomim. If he's a kabel bahava, he'll see children who are marech yom. Loi oidel shatamudim iskaim biyodai. His learning, he'll remember his learning. Shenema v'chefetz Hashem b'yodah yatzliach. And chefetz Hashem, what's chefetz Hashem? Chefetz Hashem is the Torah. And b'yodah yatzliach, b'matzliach and learning. So the Gemara Vayta more about Yisurim Shalahava. Pligi b'Rav Yaakov Ra'idi, Rav Acha Bar Chanina. They're going to argue what's a classic Yisurim Shalahava. Chadoma Eilem Yisurim Shalahava. Kol She'em Mitl Torah. Any Yisurim that doesn't cause Mitl Torah, that's called Yisurim Shalahava. But Yisurim that cause Mitl Torah, that's not Yisurim Shalhava. Shenema, Ashri Hageva Shetayasrenu Ka Umutirosh Kutlam Adenu. Still, he's still learning, even though he has Yisurim. That's Ashri Ish. That's called Yisurim Shalhava. V'chadam Ha'ilayim Yisurim Shalhava Kol She'em Mitl Tvila. Anyone who could have Yisurim is still not Vatal Tvila. Shenema, Baruch Elikim Ashlo Heisit Tvilosu V'chastam Iti And it must be there was something impediment to his tefillah. And still, he said, "Galayt is Hashem that loy hasa tefillasi v'chasta miiti." And that's called Yisum Shahava. He doesn't stir his tefillah. Omelur of Abba braid Rav Chiya ba Abba. Rav Abba, the son of Chiya ba Abba, says, "Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Abba." This is what Rav Chiya Abba said. Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Abba Amar Rav Yechonon. Elu ve'elu Yisurim Shalahava hein. They're both Yisurim Shahava. Shenema ki Yav Hashem Yechiyach. It's a Shiyav Hashem Yechiyach. Elamat Havlem Teroscha Tilamadeinu. Al Tikra Tilamadeinu doesn't mean. You don't read it Tilamadenu, Ella Tilamadenu. The Torah teaches us. The pasuk is Tilamadenu. You're going to learn it. Tilamadenu means we learn it from the Torah. So we learn from the Torah that both are Yisurim Shalahava. We'll learn from this pasuk also. We can learn out Tilamadenu. This thing that Yisurim purifies someone, we can learn out from the Torah. Kavachoyma Meshein V'ayin. Kavachoyma from Meshein V'ayin of Eved. Ma shem ve'ayin, shem echad me'evarov shel Adam. It's only one aver of Adam. Either shem ve'ayin. Still, ever yotza behem l'cheres. If the Adoin knocks it out, he goes l'cheres. Yisurin, shem mark kol guf shel Adam. It's all over the whole guf. So of course that will yotza behem l'cheres. Allah tzkav kama, he'll go l'cheres, which means he will be purified through the Yisurim. So he says the pasuk doesn't mean dafka taira. Doesn't mean dafka we learn taira. The Taich in the Pasuk means that I'm going to learn out from the Torah that any Yisurim purify a person. We learn, and where we know that from? We learn it from the Torah. Just like Shem V'ayin makes the Evigal L'Cheres, of course, Kavachaymer, a Yisurim that Mara Kol Aguf will let the person go L'Cheres, which means it'll purify him from his Averis. V'haydu, the Rav Shimon B'Lokosh. Rav Shimon B'Lokosh, Nema Bris B'Melach, Nema Bris B'Yisurim. This is Lashon Bris B'Melach. And a bris b'yisurim. How do you know that? Nema the bris melach l'ksiv l'sash bris melach bris. That there will be a bris crucial to the melach forever. That there will be on the table on the kabbonis. Nema bris b'yisurim l'ksiv eilu div rei bris. At the end of the teicha, it says in Kisava, it says eilu div rei bris at shiva Hashem as moish lichor simrei Yisrael. See the bris b'yisurim also. Ma bris on melach. Melach mount hekes the basa. Melach sweetens the basa. Yisurim cleans all the avinus of Adam. So you see again a bunch of different memories that Yisurim, no matter what, are married, call avinus of Adam. We learn from Shem V'ayin, or we learn from Melach, just like Melach is Mamatka as Basa, same thing, Yisurim is Mamarek as Adam. Tanya, of Shimon Yechoy Yomer. Sholosh matanos tovus nasan kodesh baruch hu Yisrael. There are three matanos tovus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yisrael. V'kulon nasan ela the Yisurim. They all, the way I'm going to attach it, not that we're all given to the Yisurim. They only can be given to you. A person is only kind to them by the Yisurim. Elu hein, what are the three things that are matanos tovus, and we are only kind through Yisurim? Taira, v'eretz Yisrael, v'olam haba. So it means you want to get Taira, you got to work hard for it. You got to work hard for it. You have to mayim lechem melech teichel whatever lashon is. You have to bedachas. That's the Torah. Where it's all you have to carry bedachas. Elam haba also comes from Yisurim. Torah minayin shnema asrei agav ashtiyah asrena kol mitaroschot lamadenu. You only learn Torah through Yisurim. Eretz Yisrael lechsev kasher yaseh shemrei Hashem lekach miyaserakah. It says in the pasuk that Abishter gives someone Yisurim like a son. I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. You see, Eretz Yisrael is only nikna ayidei Yisurim. Olam haba, the chsiv, kiner mitzvah Torah ar, v'derachayim, which is olam haba, techechos musar. Like Rashi explains, ayidei techechos musar, that's how you kind of olam haba. So these three great things that we have are all nikna dafka ayidei Yisurim. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and olam haba.